empty, the scenery's all dark. They hang here from the walls, dear, painted pictures, bleeding colors, blanket the windows. Sometimes it's so hard to breathe. What's up, guys?
Yo.
This is CFEL, Chronic for Everyday Life, and this is Trip Fugit.
Kyle Lane.
And we're here to bring it to you straight, hard, majority light, dominant.
Spandex.
Windex. Okay. dude, start. How great was that pizza we just ate?
It was pretty good. We just ate a... We helped watch a bunch of little kids at the church, and as a reward, they gave us 4 full boxes of pizza that were leftovers.
Delicious pizza.
Good pizza. So we've been eating this pizza, and we pulled a box out, just cheese pizza, and we just crushed like a box of cheese pizza cold.
And it was amazing. Then I cooked a pizza hot pocket and ate it.
Pizza's great.
Pizza is so great, and it's so healthy. So I got all the elements in it.
Almost. Except, if you get toppings, all of them, you're right. Pizza's the perfect food.
Perfect.
Don't let your parents tell you it's bad for you.
Oh, tell them what you told me earlier. Like, where's Tom?
Oh.
Tell them what, like, you said it to me.
Okay. I'm going to ask this question, and then I'm going to wait a few seconds.
So you're going to answer it to yourself.
So you're going to answer it to yourself, all right? And I'm just going to ask this question, and you're going to answer it to yourself. Who first thought of the pizza?
Can I tell them the answer?
Wait, I'm the person to say. I'm sure all of you said the Italians. The Italians.
Can I tell the answer now?
Yes.
It's the Egyptians, you stupid!
You idiots. The Egyptians.
You dumb.
But, yeah, the Romans totally jacked it from them. They took over Egypt and were like, this is really good. What do you call this? Pizza? Guess what? Now it's Italian.
They're like, screw your hieroglyphics. We just want your pizza.
You can keep that crap. No one understands
it
anyway.
Keep your pyramids. We just want your pizza.
Anybody can make a pyramid. It's a giant triangle.
It's like a 3D triangle. Wow.
Try making the Parthenon.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool.
It's a giant temple of the Roman. That's because the Greeks had the Pantheon.
Yeah.
I don't think y'all know what I'm talking about.
Anyways, after history is over, we have been noticing everybody is doing, like, this list of things. Oh, wait. Time out on that. We're going to go back to that. First, we got to get some shout-outs.
We almost forgot our shout-outs. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. We do that first, every time.
That's ridiculous.
Are we getting behind on our job?
Oh, my God. This is the first episode since last Tuesday, so I think we're kind of like, we're rusty.
We're rusty.
This isn't good.
We're sorry, guys.
I'm really sorry. This isn't good.
Well, let's give our shout-outs. First, we're going to give Priscilla, who is my sister, Priscilla Fugit, and we're going to give her a shout-out. She wants a... let's give her the AC/DC.
Alright.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. SHUT UP! And Tyler Brooks, he's
just wanted a screamo.
He wants a screamo one, so we're gonna give
you... Even though it's not very original, because we did that last episode.
Are you gonna go high on the screamo, and I'll go low on the screamo. And we'll have like the high-low screamo shout out. Ready?
Yeah, I'm gonna try.
1, 2, 3. SHUT UP! Yeah.
Sounded like Ozzy Osbourne.
It kinda did, it was like,
I did.
Cannonball! Yeah, but...
Osbourne!
Yeah, whatever.
I love that song.
It's okay.
You don't like Crazy Train?
It's good. It's good. I like the intro.
You're crazy. You belong on the Crazy Train.
When it goes, when it starts getting into it, it's like, I'm going up the rail on the Crazy Train.
Exactly. It's freaking great. He's going off the rails on it. He's so crazy. Not even the Crazy Train can keep him on the rails. Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness. You can't keep him on the rails. Even the Crazy Train.
I just think it's cool that he bit off a bat's head a few times.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. I give him props for that.
I wouldn't do it.
I would do it, but I'm scared I would get HIV.
I like to get HIV. I just wouldn't do it because that sounds like it tastes bad.
I know, but then you could say you bit off something's head, dude. Literally.
Get it like a lizard and
bite. No, but it's not as cool. It's not a bat.
Bite a baby's head off.
I wish I could. I should fit it in
like
my
take
mouth.
A, take an aborted baby and just.
Oh, dude, you didn't just go there, did you?
I think I did.
Holy cow!
That's messed up.
I can't believe you just said that. This one's farting on that little thing.
Farting on. You know what? I just realized something. People these days do go Spartan on babies and abortions.
They do. It's bad.
They go, I don't want a baby. I'm going to go Spartan on the sucker and kill it before it even gets out of my body.
Oh, man. Dude, that's horrible.
I'm just saying. Abortion's bad.
It is bad.
It's bad. A baby.
Babies.
A
there's
baby
no telling. There's no telling, like, how many, like, Martin Luther Kings and, like, you know, people like that, you know, these amazing stand-up, you know, George Washington's. There's no telling how many of these kids like that got aborted.
What they could have done.
What they could have been. They could have been an astronaut, dude. They could have saved my life. They could have been
the
guy.
The cure for cancer.
They could have been the guy that, like, grabs me and pulls me off the rails of a, like, train before I get hit.
The
but
crazy
now,
train.
But now I'm going to get hit by Ozzy's crazy train.
Because it's going off the rails.
Thanks a lot for you abortion borders. But if you are a listener, keep listening.
Yeah, just quit aborting your babies.
Just quit aborting them. Just next time, just call me. You think me and Kyle will raise them.
For real, we'll take a baby on. Bring it. As long as you don't go Spartan on it. Don't bring us a flawed baby. That thing better have a six-pack of abs and a full beard.
If it doesn't, I'm crushing it with a propane
tank. If it doesn't, when you hand it to us, we're going to go out to our balcony, and we're going to punt it into the apartment complex right over the fence.
Yeah, that I'm gonna smash my
guitar. And there's a lot of feral cats around here, and I think they would eat it.
We have a pet raccoon that's around here that eats off of our doorstep.
Yeah.
He's not really our pet, but we just say that because he likes coming and sitting at our door.
I guess he likes the warm air.
I think that's what it
is. I think he smells the garbage because Kirby won't take the trash out.
Dude, to save that. That's for later.
I'm just saying that's why he's here.
Okay. Back to our list of things. Lately on Facebook, people have been creating these lists of things they don't know, or things that you don't know about them.
Or just random bullcrap that nobody cares about.
Well, guess what?
Here's something you will care about.
We're doing it too.
And you'll care.
If Facebook can do it, CFPL can do it.
Yeah.
All right? So, first of all, me and Kyle are going to alternate here. We got 10 things, five of us, five apiece, about us. And we're going to just read them and just tell you things that you don't know about us that you should. So first off, I am a farmer. I used to live.
I'm an international harvester.
Yeah, that's me. I work on a farm. I work 10-hour days, like all the time, and just kind of work, and I drive tractors and stuff. But I'm still fresh, so that's all that matters.
Alright. I'm half Mexican.
Which I call BS, but I believe it now because he can eat peppers, hot peppers.
I can eat anything hot you put in front of me. Don't challenge me.
Don't challenge me. Trust me. As a person that has witnessed his
I don't look Mexican in the least.
No, he looks like a straight up honky cracker.
I look like a straight up white guy, but my dad is a Mexicanos.
He looks like a honky cracker whitey.
My dad is a Mexicanos, as the Spanish would say.
Or they could just say Mexican.
That's what white people say. Spanish won't say Mexican.
Well, maybe they're just Hispanic. Why are they going Mexicano?
Mexicano.
Mexicano. The X is not pronounced he.
I can't speak Spanish. I'm kind of,
but you can eat like a Spaniard.
I can eat like a Mexican.
Like a Hispanic. I am an heir to a multi-million-dollar company. Maybe. It depends.
You are, don't worry.
Yeah, it depends on this economy.
Oh,
it depends on the economy.
The world's not going to say, okay, no more peanuts. We need peanuts. They use peanuts to make everything.
We do. Oil, peanut butter, Snickers.
Most candies have peanut butter in them.
Most candies do have peanuts in them, and that's what makes them amazing, despite the chocolate and
don't worry, you're going to be rich one day because of the farm.
I hope so, because farming is more than just farming. People think it's all, like, all about straight, like, agriculture and junk. It's not, dude. I spend more time mechanicking on stuff than I do, like, planting seeds.
stupid.
Stupid. He doesn't know what you're talking about.
Stop being so stupid and become majority like.
You're coming off as stupid.
Go ahead, Cal, do the next one.
My dad probably makes more money than your dad. And he's a lawnmower mechanic. I said that first because I didn't want to say he's a lawnmower mechanic and have y'all make assumptions that they don't make a lot of money. Because they do.
Because think about it, everybody's got to mow their lawn.
You can't just let your grass grow wild. It looks stupid.
You can't just let that stuff grow rampant.
All your neighbors, especially like men nowadays, they're like they look at a neighbor's yard.
I've got to mow my lawn.
And like it's peer pressure. And if you don't mow your lawn, your lawn looks like crap. All the other men are like, look at this retard.
Look at this guy's lawn.
It looks horrible.
It shows his character. He's gay. My next one. I used to fight lizards. And I don't mean like I would literally like punch them.
Yeah, I was going to clear the air on that one because when he told me that, I thought he meant he used to just have a lizard and pretend like it was a dragon. And he was battling a dragon, like punching it and kicking it. And I was like, that's not very fair because that thing's really small.
No, I would take two lizards and make them open their mouth and then bite each other until the death. Until the death. And it was lizard fighting, but then I felt bad after Michael Vick got caught for dogfighting, so I kind of quit.
That was just recently.
Yeah, that was just so, maybe it's not when I was younger.
My lizard, my lizard fighting days are over.
My lizard fighting days are done.
I won a lot of dimes on that.
I won a lot of them.
A lot of, bet a lot of pennies on that.
Go ahead, it's your turn.
I'm very musically gifted. I play like 7 trillion instruments. I rounded that up from like 4.
Yeah, because it's really like 5.
Yeah. I play guitar, trumpet, I'm learning piano.
You can play drums.
Yeah, I can play drums and bass guitar. Yeah, right now I'm learning piano though, so.
I can play a harmonica and a guitar. I'm thinking about getting the harmonica strap for my face and then playing the guitar at the same time and be like, and yeah, just playing, you know? But
I'm gonna get a trumpet strap for my face and play trumpet.
trumpet
and drum at the same
you
time.
You get a trumpet helmet where you get like a helmet and then it has a trumpet like mounted coming down in front of your face.
I can play it and then play drums at the same time.
My next one. I want to catch Nessie. I want to catch the Loch Ness Monster. I want to be the guy who catches.
Honestly, Nessie. I don't see why they're having such a hard time because the thing obviously exists. I want to go ahead and say that I believe it exists.
If it was me, I would just, like, throw some bombs in that thing and wait until it floats up.
You said you want to catch it, not kill it.
I
don't see why they can't, like, take a submersible and, like, put somebody in it and just swim around on Loch Ness until they see something.
I don't know. I say they just blow it up. Like, by catching it, I mean, I just want to, like, be the one who
gets
it.
No, they should
it.
Do. Like, dig a huge tunnel underground from, like, a big empty ditch.
And drain
it. Rain Loch Ness and then see Nessie in the bottom, like, flipping around.
Like, flopping around, like, nah, you threw my water, guys.
What the heck am I going to do now? I don't have any water.
I'm like the Loch Ness, like, fish out of water now.
I'm the dry Loch Ness monster.
I'm the dry Loch. Kyle.
I'm 18 years old, and I'm going bald. I have a receding hairline, and it's only on the right side right now, but it's pretty bad. Like, I always try to cover it up, kind of give myself a mini comb over. I don't really like it.
I feel you. Mine's alright. It's not horrible, but I've got one.
I blame my dad. He has the exact same hairline as me. And I blame his dad, because my grandpa has the exact same hairline as my dad and me.
I blame The Price is Right.
Bob Barker?
No, the actual show. I get so mad from people picking on stuff, and I run my fingers through my hair, and it just... It's like, you should have said $300! Now you're not going to win that trip to Alaska! And it just kind of aggravates me.
I never watched that show.
I kind of loved it, just because of, like, the very last thing they did is they spun that huge wheel, and I always want to spin that wheel.
God, that one game show, the one where they're like, no whammy, what is that called?
Whammy.
Is that what it's called, whammy? I watched that one time ever, and I hated it, so I never watched it again.
Really?
I hated it because there was a lady on there.
Whammy!
No, there was this black lady on there, right? And she was the girl that was, like, saying whammy and all that crap. She was sitting there, and she had the most annoying voice I've ever heard on a human being. And it wasn't, like, a ghetto voice. It was, like, it was this whiny, high-pitched, like, I don't even know, but she, this is exactly how it sounded. She was like, what do they say before they say no whammy? They're like, they say...
Big money, no whammy.
Yeah, that's what it was. She was like, big money, no whammy.
No whammy, no whammy.
Stop.
Stop.
And I was like, I covered my ears and I was like, oh, I don't want to hear that again. And then she goes, big money. And I turned the channel. I was like, screw that show.
My next 10 things you don't know about me. I am an active member of Bass, which is Bass Angler Sportsman Society, and I love to fish. I'm like,
you know, it took them so long to figure that one out.
I'm a super fisherman, and if any of you out there think you can outfish me, I would love schooling you, maybe teaching you some stuff. My going rate's $50 an hour. That's pretty cheap for fishing lessons, so just call me up. Just holler.
Nice. And this is the last one. I, Kyle Lane, am going to be the president of the United States one day. You're like, you start seeing joy to the world. Exactly. They need someone with common sense up there. And you know what? I'll still do the podcast and I'm president.
Yeah, the Messiah is not doing too great right now up there.
Oh, Obama.
Obama.
Oh, God. I want to talk about him for a second. What can we talk about?
No, let's not get off. We need to just say, if we talk about, like, politics right now, we'll take up, like, 2 hours. So we'll just designate one and name it Political Talk Episode.
I'm just going to say, Obama is a joke. And when I run for president, it won't even be a race between the two candidates. I'll be one of the candidates, and then it won't even matter who the other candidate is. They're going to go, I'm voting for Kyle Lane.
There's no doubt in my mind.
There's no doubt in my mind that somebody won't vote for me.
Because you're running independent, right?
I don't know what I'm running. I'm not going to lie.
We're going to create our own
party. I hope by the time I run for president that, like, Republicans and Democrats don't, it doesn't matter who you are anymore, because I can't stand that.
I hope that we create our own party, and we're going to be the American Party.
Yeah, exactly. You know, George Washington, at the founding of this nation, said, I don't want there to be more than one party. He didn't want Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, and liberals. He didn't want any of that bullcrap. And he said, that's going to be a horrible idea, and it's going to split us down the middle one day. And it didn't at first, and everyone was like, oh, George didn't know what he was talking about. Look at us today. Nothing's happening because the Republicans and Democrats won't agree on anything. No Republicans, no Democrats. Just Americans. Why can't we be Americans?
Americans.
We're not Americans. We're Americans.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. Kyle can be president one day.
I'm only 18, so I can't run for president for like...
20 years?
Yeah, like 20 years. I probably... It's
a little bit more than that because you got to be... 40-something, or do you have to be 36?
35.
35? I don't know.
It's 35, but I'm probably not going to be president until I'm, like, almost 50 or so.
So that's a while.
Yeah, so you don't know.
By then, we should have flying cars.
I don't think we'll ever have flying cars.
We will one day. I don't know if they'll be called flying cars.
I don't think it'll be in our lifetime.
No, not in our lifetime. Heck no.
I think we might have, like, super cool...
Hoverboards?
Like, oh, I'm talking about me.
That mean?
I wish they had them now. We're gonna be like, we're gonna be like 50 years old, not gonna be able to stand up, and they're gonna be like,
holy crap!
You know, when people have hoverboards, they're gonna be like,
I hate you.
We had skateboards. This is bullcrap. I want a hoverboard.
What a hoverboard!
Oh my god, that'd be so tight.
Okay.
I envy people who are gonna be born in like 20 years.
Yeah, I know, right? We have a couple friends on MySpace.
This is going on with those more gay statuses. And we're talking
gay
about statuses.
MySpace statuses.
It's not you, Hillary. Don't worry. We know you.
Yeah, it's not you.
By the way, she told me she wanted us to say something nice about her. Because we always like rag on her, either about me eating her cat or you like telling her her status.
I love her baby. What?
What did you say?
What happened? Why are you laughing?
You just... Never mind.
Why?
Never mind.
Why?
Okay, so we're just going to dress this face.
Why, dude? What happened, dude? What am I missing?
It's nothing.
No, just listen in my ear.
No, you said you love her baby, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
Does she have a baby? What happened, dude?
Alright.
What have I not been updated on? Tell me in my ear. Don't tell everybody yet. Tell me in my ear.
No, dude, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Okay, something nice about Hillary. This is hard. I've only ever picked on Hillary my whole life. I've never really said anything
nice
to her.
What the heck? Tell me right now, dude. I want to know this. Whisper in my ear. Oh, crap, man. Freaking A! I didn't know that!
What?
What the heck, man? Why didn't you tell? Why didn't you stop me?
He said it out of nowhere.
I feel horrible right now.
You should.
I want to, like, go hang myself. Holy crap, dude. Hillary, I'm so sorry right now. I totally had no clue. Kyle just updated me on the situation. Guys, if you're wondering, she did not have an abortion. So don't, like, be freaking out about that. But, God, I feel horrible right now, dude.
You're a dick. So I think she'll forgive you. I think she will.
You think she will?
She will.
Should we just start over the show?
No. Because it's understandable because you didn't know.
I had no clue, man.
There you go. It's understandable.
I feel horrible. Hillary,
it's understandable.
I'm extremely sorry. And I'm going to say something nice about you. I love you.
Me too.
I really didn't know that, dude.
It's fine, dude. It's well.
Anyways.
We're golden.
Yeah. What's next on our list?
Oh, you're talking about gay statuses. And now,
Before I broke out into, like, a Hitler scene.
Awkward.
Awkward.
Okay, gay statuses. All right, so we have more people online that are really horrible gay statuses that we can't stand, and it's every single day that we have to read these things. I'm sure if y'all are from, like, Willis and the if Willis people listen to this, and it's Andrew Poupard and Sydney Casperson, little lovebirds.
I'm just in shock right now.
It's, dude, it's whatever. Whatever.
Well, I hope she doesn't hate me.
I don't think she will.
I hope not. Anyways, dude. Andrew is always writing. They're like so in love. They're like, what, so young.
They're like, both, Andrew's 16 now. She's 15.
And like, he's always like.
They think they're, well, I'm not going to say they think they're in love.
He's like, I love you, Nene.
Nene. I can't stand that.
I love you, Nene.
He calls her Nene.
Although, I've got to give it to Andrew. Sydney is fine.
She's gotta be the hottest 15-year-old girl.
Sydney is fine.
I've ever seen in my life.
Man, if I was Andrew, I would be in love with that girl too.
Yeah, but would your status be?
Probably. I love you, Nene.
No, I mean, like, there's also.
And have floating hearts. I wouldn't put oh wow love.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go as far as Kirby.
That's Kirby's thing. Oh wow. .. Loved.
Loved.
Yeah, but, yeah, they pretty much have conversation with status the same, like, how much they love each other.
How much they're lovey-dovey.
And, like, and...
Don't do that, that's what messaging is for.
And they both want to die if they go a day without seeing each other, which, that's cool, but, you know, you're 15 and 16, get over it.
Yeah.
Like, Sydney's status today, I saw it on MySpace, because we had to check up on it before we did the show. Hers was... Nene. It's Nene.
Hers was, I'm here without you, baby.
I don't remember the words of that song.
On my own.
I don't want to close my eyes.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing.
Okay. It was Nene wishes she could just be with him right now or something like that. And her mood was hurting.
Hurting.
She didn't see him for like a half a day, and she's hurting.
She's hurting. She's in pain.
Pain.
I miss my doo-doo.
Dude, it's poopy.
Doo-doo. His name is Andrew.
We're going to start calling Andrew doo-doo now.
Let's call him doo-doo now.
We normally call him poopy because his last name is Poopard. We're going to call him doo-doo now.
We're going to call him doo-doo now.
I'm glad you said that.
Xbox Live.
We have a new douche of the week.
Douche of the week. Kyle, when we're playing with somebody and they start talking nonsense and be really aggravating,
I start yelling, shut up.
Simply just says, shut up. Shut up.
Every single time they talk, I interrupt with, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut your mouth.
You are a sofa king gay.
Yeah.
That's two separate words. That's sofa, like your couch, and right. King.
So we have this guy. And he was being a total, I don't know what his deal was.
Doucher.
Yeah, I was just playing with a few people, and all of a sudden this guy just comes out and starts talking some bull crap, and
start talking that jive.
That jive, and he said something else, and then I was like, dude, shut up. And then he started to say something else, and I was like, shut up.
Shut your mouth.
I was like, shut up.
Shut your mouth.
I was like, shut up.
You dirty Canadian.
And then he just kept talking crap. I was like, dude. As long as you're going to talk, I'm going to say shut up. I was like, so you can either just mute me or what. So I just kept saying shut up, and he wouldn't mute me. So I was like, whatever, I'll keep telling him shut up. But so our douchebag of the week.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Claymore Aiken.
And if you take out a claymore is like a landmine, and then an Aiken is the last name of a really gay guy named Clay Aiken. And
I think he's some kind of an artist.
But this is what the guy said. So I was like, this guy was sitting here, and one of the things he did, he called us gay for some reason. And I was like, dude, your name is Claymore Aiken. I was like, Clay Aiken is the most notorious gay person on the face of the earth. and he was like, yeah, well, I'm secure enough in my sexuality that it's just funny to me. And I was like, dude, I'm secure with my sexuality too, but I'm not going to make my gamer tag, I like it in the butt.
Okay.
I'm just making a point.
You're just legitimizing what you're saying.
And yeah, and the guy, I was taking it to the extreme.
You took it to the far extreme.
To let him know.
You sound like Nancy Pelosi right now.
Yeah, I do.
You want to just stop? Claymore Aiken. Claymore.
Space.
Aiken.
Look him up.
Bad rep.
Send them really mean things. Say, we don't like you.
We hate you. Like Damon mean. I like Damon, but his dad doesn't.
His dad hates him.
I hate you. You freckle-faced demon.
You demon-spawned child. Why can't you be more like Carl?
Why can't you be like Carl? I hate you, Damon. Don't you eat that food. You put that fork down.
Put that food down.
Go to your room. I hate that kid.
Go eat the dust bunnies under your bed.
Carl, eat Damon's plate.
Carl, eat Damon's plate right there. You got it. Good job, son.
Son. Son I never had, Carl.
Son.
Family joy like.
Oh, man.
Lately, we have been playing World of Warcraft.
We joined the online sensation.
And all I can say is, wow.
Wow. And that's the acronym of World of Warcraft. Wow.
It's pretty amazing. I used to hate on people and be like, oh, what a geek, you know?
But
such a
until
geek.
You play the game, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your dirty mouth.
Canadians would say.
You're calling shenanigans? Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth. Your shenanigans for not playing this game.
Your shenanigans. Is that British or is that Canadian?
I don't know. That was like British Canadian.
That was Grenadian.
Grenadian.
Anyways. But WoW is pretty amazing, like, you can go anywhere.
And do anything.
Last night...
It's the World of Warcraft. It's like three continents. Four continents, actually.
Last night, I was, like, running around slaying deer.
Yeah, I mean, and then you can skin the deer and make clothes out of their hides.
I was slaying deer and rabbit.
And some
giant... wild boar.
Giant spiders.
Giant spiders. What else? I slayed some Grell.
Grell, the Grellkin.
Some Grell and Grellkin. I got... Did you get past level 6 last night?
Yeah, I got level 6.
Okay.
I'm good to go.
But WoW's... We're playing this after, right?
I gotta do some freaking homework.
Dude, come on. Dude. I gotta be at a dentist appointment at 8 o'clock, but I'm willing to throw it out.
Is my phone ringing?
I think so.
It is. I'm gonna ignore the. I wonder who that would be.
Oh, we're being really quiet.
I want to know who it is so bad.
I'm kind of scared. Don't answer that phone.
Sure. It's almost 11 o'clock at night. Who would be calling me?
Dude, I ain't going
anywhere. Oh, God. I'm so scared right now.
What would someone tell me?
Don't miss that call. We'll die. It's like the movie, One Missed Call. He's going to go answer his phone right now. But, that's it for World of Warcraft. While Kyle's answering his phone, I'll go ahead and introduce the next topic. We had a friend that we were talking about giving relationship advice, Danielle. And, you know, we said how she always...
Hold on. It's Kirby. I'll just talk to him. Hold on.
What does Kirby want?
I don't know.
Is he with Ashton right now?
Hey, what's up? I believe
you
it's
still... Do you have speakerphone on that?
Right, well, just pull through and see if they're open.
I'm going to do some elevator
music. If not,
music.
You can probably grab some at Walmart. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a song.
Yeah.
Mary had a little lamb.
Just drive.
Little lamb. Mary.
Just drive in front of the Publix and see if it's open.
And if these
fools are... And if not, go to Walmart. Alright, see you in a little bit. I'm sorry, guys. Kirby is calling me about some laundry detergent.
Because we need some.
We need some. We're out of laundry detergent, and I have no clean clothes.
Anyways, Danielle had been dating this guy, and he was such a douche.
We were going to name her?
We already did.
We just went, Danielle Bay.
Whatever, dude.
We should have done that again.
Danielle Bay. Anyways, she was dating this horrible douche, and at the time, things were kind of going good.
At the time, she said they were going great, and I believe her. I believe things were going, because, like, every relationship has up
but
and down.
What did we say? That we, sooner or later...
It's going to happen.
It was going to fail. She did not listen to us. She should have taken our advice then and got out of it. Now she's dead.
Not really.
Ah, dang it, dude. Why'd you know that?
Why would she die?
Because he, like, murdered her or something. I don't know. It sounded cool.
Oh man, nothing like against Danielle. We're not insulting your intelligence or anything. We love you.
I am. Okay. I'm insulting your intelligence.
Danielle, I love you.
I do too.
I'm sorry, that was weird. I don't love her in that way. I just wanted to make it sound like that so everyone laughed.
Yes, you do. You're telling in love with her, Kyle.
You're right.
Kyle's falling for her.
You're right.
Okay, man, she's hot.
I'm not having fun. Don't say that out loud in front of her.
That she's hot?
No. Not everyone thinks I'm in love with Danielle.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Anyways.
I'm not in love with Danielle.
Don't deny it. You're making yourself sound so guilty.
You're such a douche. Okay.
Long story short.
They
broke up.
Things were going good. They instantly, like overnight, went bad, just like it always. Overnight, bad again.
Like usual.
Broke up.
And broke up.
I must say, I hope it...
And she said this time exactly what she said last time. Kyle?
I'm not getting back together with him.
This is the last time.
That's it. This is the last
time. He will never do this again. He'll never get another girl like me. Blah, blah. Okay. If it's true this time, Danielle, I will shake your hand.
Shake your hand?
I mean, but I'll do whatever, you know.
Whatever floats your boat.
I'll cook more chicken parmesan.
That was really good.
It really was that night. But
we need to make some of that buffalo chicken dip.
Oh man, that stuff is off the chain.
I want to just buy some and make it here and chill.
So fresh. But yeah, Danielle, please. If you haven't taken our advice before, please listen to that one episode.
She obviously did. She did the breaking up.
Finally, it took long enough. If she would have done this a month ago, like we told her.
I'm proud of you, Danielle, and I hope Josh listens to this.
And if you do?
If Josh, if you're listening to this, which I doubt you are.
But if you are.
If you are. Well, I'll cover all the bases here.
What are we going to do to him? I, personally.
Little
okay, dude, you didn't have to throw that out there.
I don't think anyone heard me.
I think it did. That microphone's pretty tight.
Oh, well. It's a pretty hardcore microphone.
I
heard a ghost in it one time.
I personally am going to, like, take a guitar string.
Come to Titusville.
And poke you really hard and deep with it.
And a really annoying, your armpit.
In your armpit. You will not be able to withstand that. That would be pretty excruciating. I stabbed myself today with a thorn and it hurt.
Why would you do that?
I didn't mean to. I was grabbing something and it had like this huge like sharp point on it and it just jabbed up in my finger. But yeah, Josh, you're a douche. Why don't you go find some girl who cares?
Stay away from him, Daniel.
Lingo!
Lingo.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about this right
so
now.
So am I. I'm so stoked. We're saving that one for all the way last.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
That's such a great one. I just read it.
I want to read it first, but we're saving it for last.
The first one is, it's called A Tired High.
A Tired High.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
stop moving. I can't keep my eye on it. Please stop, dude. Really, you're just wasting my time.
Okay.
Take your hand off the mouse.
Read it.
It's a state of altered perception brought on by lack of sleep.
I can't stop reading the other one.
So when you get tired and you're all like kind of chilling there, it's like when you get tired and kind of like cracking up and you're kind of funny, it's like, here's a sentence. When he started to hallucinate, he wasn't sure if it was the weed or if he was just tired high.
You know, like when you're up, everyone's up really late, you haven't slept in like 32 and a half hours, and like you just can't stop laughing.
Everybody's cracking
and
up.
Everybody, like somebody just like says like pudding, and everybody starts cracking up.
It's pretty good stuff.
And you can't stop laughing.
Did we only get three today?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Oh.
Yeah.
The
next one we have is called Carcolepsy, which is a condition affecting buddies on a... Oh, crap, stop moving the mouse.
I was seeing if we had any more below that.
It's buddies on a trip who fall asleep as soon as the car starts moving.
Yeah, I know everybody knows somebody who, when you get in a car, and right when the car gets on the highway, they're dead asleep.
Brent Stiegel. Brent will fall asleep going to the Jiffy store. And it's pretty aggravating.
I can't sleep in vehicles.
That's carcolepsy. I get car sick.
I can't do it.
If I drive, like, I don't get car sick, but I get car sick if I don't drive. I can't sleep.
I cannot sleep in a vehicle.
This next one is pretty amazing.
Okay. This is the funniest one we've ever read in our lives.
This is the funniest. It's called the LOL theory. This is a theory, not a word.
It's not proven, even though so far it seems proven to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, to be proven, it has to happen back in the dinosaur age, now, and forever in the future, and then it's a law. So, but we're gonna, let's just call it a law anyways.
We're gonna call this the LOL law.
The LOL law. The law... It's a law that says that the internet phrase LOL, meaning laugh out loud, can be placed at any part in any sentence and make any sentence lose all credibility and seriousness. So it's saying...
We have three examples.
It's saying you can put LOL anywhere in a sentence.
And it makes it stupid.
And it makes it the sentence totally void. And we're going to give you...
Nothing out of sentence can be taken seriously.
We're going to give you some important quotes in just different parts of life. One in particular that
these are all very serious, but just because LOL is in them, it just sounds
it totally voids it.
Yeah, okay, so we're gonna give you these three examples.
Alright. Do you want me to do the first two and you can do the last one?
Yeah.
Okay. The first one, it'll be like, dude's on his knee and he's like, "Will you marry me?" Laugh out loud.
just LOL.
LOL. I mean, come on.
The girl would just be like, "Are you kidding?"
Here's a good one. This one says, "We need to operate." Oh wait, hold on. Let me tell you. I'm a doctor. We need to operate on your colon. LOL. You have cancer.
The guy, even if the guy really had cancer, he'd just be like, you're stupid, I'm out of here. This one,
LOL,
this one takes the cake, though.
You have to like read it like very clearly so they can get and be serious.
Understand this.
Hold on, let me tell them. I'll tell them the setup. This is Jesus in the New Testament speaking to his disciples.
Okay, this is part of the Last Supper. All right. Here's I'm going to be saying what Jesus says.
Kyle is Jesus in this, not in real life.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. It is my body. LOL.
It is my body. La la la. LOL. Imagine Jesus saying that, like...
It was in the Bible. Everyone would just, like, throw the Bible down and be like, that's stupid.
Take this, all of you, and eat it. It is my body. Broken for you. LOL.
These people sound like they're tired, high, whoever wrote this.
I'm glad Jesus did not use LOL.
Me too, that would have lost all credibility.
It would make me totally be, like, uncool.
Yeah, we only have 3 lingos today.
Yeah. But that was a good one.
What is this?
Kirby.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
We're getting to the point where every episode we have a hate Kirby session.
We have to hate on Kirby every... And he's not here right now, so I'm glad. He's going to be here pretty soon.
Doesn't matter. He won't do anything. He'll cry.
He'll get mad.
He'll be like, oh my god, are you talking about me? But he's not. He doesn't sound like that. He's more whatever. But anyway,
he's neutral.
Kirby's girlfriend for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
Kirby showed up here after Valentine's Day.
She did give it to him for Valentine's Day. She did.
He walked into the apartment holding a peculiarly large pink horse.
Is it a horse or it's a horse?
It's a pony.
It's a pony. It's a huge pink pony.
And Kirby went even further with this. And sleeps with it.
He sleeps with it in his bed. Listen, if you ask Kirby, he will deny it.
Okay? But he told us.
He told me.
Me.
He told us.
Us.
That he sleeps with it like a body pillow. If y'all, because I sleep with a body pillow because they're comfy.
I used to, but I left mine at home.
You go home like 18 times a week.
I know, but then I won't have a body pillow.
But you never have one here. No, but I sleep with a body pillow all the time, but
Kirby sleeps with a body horse.
It's not a giant pink horse either that my girlfriend gave to me and I use because I'm whipped.
True that.
Continuing on the Valentine's Day.
The whippedness.
Alright.
They've been dating
for about a month.
She wears prostitutes.
Does she wear prostitutes?
She wears prostitutes.
We're just gonna assume she does. I'm gonna ax her to go and wait.
I'm gonna ax her to go and wait on the corner.
But so they've been together for a month, and I guess it's getting pretty serious because he got her a $140 necklace for Valentine's Day.
They've been dating for a month.
I think it's slightly less than a month, actually.
Hold on. Okay, so if they were dating for 30 days, how much was the necklace?
$140.
$140.
They've been on like 84 days.
That. Let me call. That's over $4 a day that month.
Just for a necklace.
Just for a necklace.
Not counting movies.
Not counting movies, dinner.
Dinner, gas to go to Wilson.
Everything. And then that $4 a day.
It's all the money. God. I think he's rich.
Ridiculous. Also, Kirby is so lazy.
The trash is once again overflowing.
The trash is literally piling out of the trash can, and now there's 2 pizza boxes sitting on a counter, stuffed full of trash.
Both pizza boxes are full of trash.
Full.
And I know Kirby will look at it and think in his head, that's not that bad.
Yeah, he'll be like, oh, it's okay, we can get more on there.
There's always room for more. And then he gets mad because you spit into the garbage your dip.
I know, right?
It's like, if it wasn't overflowing...
It wouldn't matter.
If the trash can's empty all the time, or at least not full, then spitting in it wouldn't do anything.
Exactly.
He's taking the freaking trash out.
Take the trash out, Kirby!
He's not here.
And also, whenever we moved into our apartments,
this
I guess
is,
they...
This is show off how lazy Kirby is.
Dude.
I'm just saying. I'm totally
awkward.
Shut up.
Kirby, whenever we moved in, we all had these ceiling lights. Well, they have these crappy little bulbs in them. And Kirby's blown out like a week after he moved in. To this very day, he does not have a new light bulb in there.
And Trip has light bulbs.
I have like 12 of these things.
And they
I
last for months and months.
And they're tiny and they can easily just screw in.
All you do to take these out is you take the cover, the big like glass bulb that's over the actual light bulb. You just twist it one way, pull it out.
And then set it in a drawer, because don't put it back on. It's just too much work.
I put mine back on.
I didn't. I was like, why? It's pointless.
Because I like mine on.
I know, but it takes too much light.
Anyways, so then all you have to do is pull out your old bulb, put a new bulb in, and if you're like Trip, don't put the thing back on. If you're like me, put it back on, and then your light works again.
Hold on, let me see how much time this one has. I feel like this is a long one.
Me too.
Holy crap. Yeah, but it's not a bad. We still got a ton of stuff left.
You're right.
Anyways, I want to speed this up a little bit.
But yeah, that's just Kirby's laziness. It takes about 1 minute to do this task, and since we moved in, but like a week after moving his light blue, he still hasn't changed his light bulb. He's just dealing with a dark room every single night.
In sports, there's nothing going on in sports. All that's happened, A-Rod is a big fraud. NASCAR, the Daytona 500, I mean, the biggest race of the year, just about, and it gets... like canceled because Matt Kenseth won it, and you know the rain just totally screwed everything up, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. got blamed for the huge wreck when it was totally Brian Bickers or whatever Bickers first name is fault. He like totally pushed him below the yellow line. Jr. didn't have a choice but to come back up and hit everybody. So Bickers, I hate you. Dale Earnhardt, you're not my biggest fan, or I'm not your biggest fan. I don't even like you that much, but you deserve to get a little bit of backing on this. And Matt Kenseth, you're a fag. In news, in Palm Bay, Florida, 5 Palm Bay juveniles were arrested on burglary charges Tuesday after a police officer followed a candy wrapper trail to a house where they were staying. Apparently, these kids went across the street. They broke in, vandalized, robbed these people's house.
Apparently stole a lot of Reese's peanut butter cups.
While they're walking back across the street to their house, they eat some Reese's, drop the wrappers on the ground.
I don't know how many you have to eat to make a steady trail of wrappers that somebody could actually notice.
They did it, and police followed it.
They followed this trail of wrappers. They had to be pretty close together, too, for somebody to even notice.
Yeah.
You know, and they really couldn't wait till they got back to their house.
Which is right across the street.
To eat the stolen candy.
Sad. But they were all arrested.
Pretty stupid.
For burglary and something. A Beacon High school teacher's assistant was charged...
That was in like Pennsylvania or something. Wisconsin.
Yeah, something. Was charged with endangering the welfare of a child after Beacon police found her in a parked car with a 15-year-old male student.
Nice.
And,
I wish y'all could see this woman.
Later, they found out there's a relationship between the two.
Yeah.
She is ugly.
No, without a doubt, the least attractive woman I've ever seen in my life.
Let's look at her right now.
Let's look at this picture.
Let's look at this picture right now.
Up,
there.
Whoa!
Let's look at her neck literally looks like
what
a worm.
Neck?
It looks like a worm. It looks like tremors on her neck.
It does, dude.
Look at it. It's like all wrinkly.
I understand. Like
she looks like tremors with shoulders.
Like I can picture this when I was 15 years old and wanting to have a relationship with Mr. Luca, whatever.
Yeah, she's hot.
Mr. Luca's hot.
Definitely.
But that woman? No.
No.
What 15-year-old wants it that bad that they would do their teacher when the teacher looks like that?
For one, you're 15 years old, dude. What are you doing?
It's like, chill.
Just chill, man. You're 15. You should be out, like, playing baseball or something.
Playing video games, dude.
Not trying to have premarital sex with your teacher. Come on, dude.
Chill.
Chill. It's not about that.
Live your life.
Hey! Oh, man. That's a scratch on my screen.
I don't think it is.
I promise you it is.
From what?
Oh, never mind. No, it's not.
No.
I lied. In Indianapolis, there's a bill in the House that would use taxpayer money to offer tattoo removal to inmates about to be released from prison.
You know who would pay for this tattoo removal?
Obama.
No.
No,
That's what he would tell us. He would say, I have magic money that comes from nowhere.
And I'm going to pay for these tattoos.
The whole time when Obama speaks, he, like, waves his hands over here, so people are like,
yes.
Oh, I like him.
The Messiah.
I like him.
The prophet.
He's smart. His skin's a different color than all the other presidents. I'm going to vote for him because of that.
Let's vote for change.
A change of color.
Dude, that's so messed up.
I'm not saying it racially, but you know for a fact that I'm going to say at least 30% of his votes were just because he was black.
Oh, yeah. I watched a documentary the other day on...
If the people who voted for him just because he was black didn't vote for him, he wouldn't have won the presidency.
I agree.
That's stupid. You're stupid if you're one of those people. I don't want you to listen to the show if you're one of those people. I don't care how bad you want fans trip. Oh, my gosh. Don't even get me started. Let's get off this.
Dude, I understand what you're saying.
Let's get off Obama.
I understand race shouldn't matter. I personally did not vote for Obama, but it wasn't because of his race.
Yeah, I don't care. Like, I don't care.
It was because I'm not a freaking Marxist. I don't believe in socialism.
We're not the United Socialist States of America.
Why should I take and give my money to more welfare? I mean, dude.
It's my money.
There's probably like...
I worked my butt off for it.
And maybe you should go out and try to work your butt off for it, too. And
it then feels a lot better when you work your butt off for money.
Then you would have to be relying on the government and making the left wing so big.
You idiots.
Stupid. Now that we have our political views out there, let's move on to the next thing. In Oregon, Wisconsin, a father allegedly shot his 9-year-old son in the buttocks with a BB gun. A revelation that came to light after the boy wrote a school essay about the incident. The essay referred to the painful afternoon my dad shot me with a BB gun.
So, what would the essay be about? Like, what do they say? Just write a narrative essay? And he goes, I'm going to write it about that time my dad shot me with a BB gun.
A narrative, that's the story.
Yeah, that would be a narrative if he talked about it.
Technically.
Yeah, as long as it's a story, I mean.
The boy wrote that his mother could hear him scream from the road and called the experience the most painful thing I ever felt in my life. Poor kid. I've been shot with BB. It doesn't hurt that bad. He's just a big...
No, I bet this was one of those, like, pellet guns.
Yeah, it's not that bad.
No, I bet it's probably
one of those ones that you goo, 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 goo.
No, I bet it's one of those ones that, like, actually break your skin and go inside of you.
It's still, it's not that bad.
I wouldn't want to be shot.
I've had a BB shot out of one of those pump pellet guns, like, go into my arm.
We're just too different.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it hurt, but I mean, like, dude, it wasn't, like, the most painful thing I've ever experienced in my life. Mm. Obviously, this kid's never been through shoulder surgery.
What a poon. He's never had shoulder surgery.
Shoulder surgery?
Shoulder surgery.
Kind of hard to say, isn't it?
Shoulder surgery. Say it 5 times fast.
I can't.
I'm going to try. Shoulder surgery. Shoulder surgery. So I can't do it.
Yeah, you can't. I can't either, so don't feel bad. She sells seashells by the seashell.
Toy boat.
Toy boat.
It's impossible to do it 3 times.
Did I tell you something? I am the worst about tongue twisters. I cannot do any tongue twisters. I've never found one I can do.
What's that sound? Anyways.
In the UK, authorities, a man got arrested for marijuana possession, cannabis possession, whatever. And, they ended up putting him under house arrest.
Yeah, those anklet things.
An anklet. Well, authorities failed to notice that the British man had a detachable leg when they fitted him with the electronic tag to make sure that he was where he was supposed to be. And so the guy pretty much got a leg up on these police.
When he was in his house, under house arrest, he felt like leaving, he would just
pull off his leg.
He probably had another one that I guarantee he had a spare one in case his ever busted.
He's like, dude, I got a spare leg just in case the cops put an anklet on this one.
Or if he breaks it, he probably just pulled off his leg, set it on the couch, and then put on his other leg and strolled throughout the town.
He's like, hey, let me go get with more pot. Pretty thuggin'. I don't know why, but I just feel like this episode didn't have pizzazz.
I'm just getting tired.
I am extremely tired right now, but I'm still gonna play some WoW. I just feel like it's... This one was just soft.
Maybe we need better stuff.
It's not that we didn't have good stuff, I just think we were just lazy with this one.
Maybe.
Either way, this is the next episode, and you're gonna have to live with it.
Alright, by the way, I'm gonna say this so you have to name this one right. This is not episode 5. Don't put episode 5 when you put this on there.
I'm putting episode 5.
It's episode 4.
I'm putting episode 5.
That one, that episode 3 that you have marked, that's episode 2. Episode 4, that's episode 3. This is episode 4.
But it's gonna be episode 5.
Oh my god, dude.
Is it really that big of a deal?
Yes, I'm OCD about that.
Well, I'm sorry.
Just type the real episode
four. Just read episode, and that's the only thing you read, and you'll be fine, because they're all spelled the same.
Why don't you just type the real episode 4?
Because it'd be pointless to write episode 4, the real episode 4. I'd feel stupid writing that. I'm OCD about that. contact information. You can reach us at cfdl@rocketmail.com. You can reach us at myspace.com/chronic for everyday life. You can reach us at podomatic.com/CFEL.
Leave comments.
Yes, leave comments. You can contact us at 352-577-4282. Kyle?
352-316-0589.
You can find us on Facebook, Trip Fugit. Kyle Lane. And just hit us up, contact us, let us know, man. We love your mom. Very majority like. Oh, we gotta play some music. This is a long episode.
I guess it is.
Yeah, we'll play a different Emery song.
This is Emery, that band we played at the beginning is Emery. Pretty hardcore Christian stuff. Hardcore.
Oh, hold on, I gotta turn this on.
He's on the chronic.
Yeah.